Penzance become available for travel at the end of April. I'm sorry those tickets have all gone. But when were they sold? I was told at the station they're not yet available. Those tickets are not yet on sale. But you just said they have all sold out.
Yes,
those tickets have all sold out. When did they sell? I thought they were not yet available.
That is correct. They are not yet available.
So how can they be sold out?
Those tickets have all gone.
Do you know what tickets I am asking about?
No, madam.
Can I just check? Are you reading from a script?
Yes, madam.
I thought so. Okay, I'll leave it.
At this point, I had given up and had called my friend Frank, who had kindly agreed to drive us down to Land's End in his van. Avoiding the shops and other attractions, we walked through the complex to the headland and gazed out across the Atlantic. Below us, we could hear the sea crashing onto the granite rocks. Clad in T-shirts, with the springtime sunshine warming our skin, it was hard to believe that after the Isles of Scilly, the next landfall was Canada, and that Land's End is on the same latitude as Newfoundland and Labrador. Typical temperatures in the winter in Labrador fall between minus 10 and minus 15 degrees. Thank goodness for the North Atlantic drift. If the Gulf Stream does shift, or switch off altogether, as some scientists predict, then it might be prudent to invest in a few pairs of thermal pants. How many less than sensible ideas have been cooked up in the pub after one too many beers? This one was no exception. I had been out on an enjoyable bike ride with my good friend Mick a couple of months previously, and we were relaxing with a couple of well-earned pints. Years ago, Mick and I had dated for a couple of disastrous months, after which we gave up, agreeing that we weren't each other's type. This immediately took the pressure off, and we subsequently found we got along rather well. We had fallen into the habit of going for walks and bike rides together once or twice a month, and had shared quite a few holidays. Whether our friendship would survive this particular jaunt remained to be seen.
"I think we should cycle end to end," he had announced after the third pint.
I looked at him blankly. How did one cycle end to end? Did he mean single file?
"End to end," he said impatiently, "from Land's End to John O'Groats."
"Are you mad?" I had protested. Neither of us was experienced at cycling long distances. We had once cycled the length of Hadrian's Wall and back, a ride that had taken over a week, averaging about 25 miles a day, and it had nearly killed us. We were hopelessly slow, and had even given up going out with the local cycling group because we kept getting left behind. "We can't manage that. We're rubbish," I said.
"No, we're not," replied Mick. "You just think we are because you keep comparing yourself to cyclists who are faster than you."
"Well, yes, that's pretty much everyone," I retorted.
"But don't you see, we don't have to go fast. We just have to keep going."
"Yes, Mick. We have to keep going for miles and miles, thousands of miles."
"Huh! Less than 1,000, he said triumphantly. "It's only 874 miles. I looked it up."
"Only?" I muttered. Mick was clearly determined, and after another beer or two, I began to share his enthusiasm. Maybe we could manage it. After all, how hard could it be? Mick was right. It was simply a case of keep peddling.
"Okay," I said, "we'll do it."
Now, as we tried not to look at the remembrance plaques for cyclists who had died en route, my enthusiasm was slightly less pronounced. What the hell was I thinking of agreeing to this, I wondered. I was still not sure what had made me do it. Maybe it was because I was charging towards yet another birthday, which now seemed to be rushing at me faster than a TGV en route to Paris. In my 20s and 30s, there had seemed to be all the time in the world to do the things one idealistically hopes to achieve in life. The world was full of possibilities. Plenty of time to get rich, have a career, climb Everest, drive around the world in a beaten-up old bus, the usual things.